Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Mayo.
We're real life sisters. We get on this feed every single week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about. And this morning, it is always how the only thing that works harder than my God is my TikTok algorithm. Okay? Because it's God and my TikTok algorithm.
Hilarious.
I tell you, they clock in. Okay? They put in the work to ensure that everything that I need is met. And we're so grateful Jesus died on the cross so long ago and he rose 3 days later because Easter was yesterday.
It sure was.
And we want to thank our sponsors.
I was going to say, who else works hard? Okay. In addition to your TikTok algorithm is our sponsors, and that's why we love them and want to thank them, ma'am, as you go on your tangent. We want to thank Lumi Deodorant and Prize Picks for sponsoring this episode. You'll hear more about them.
You'll hear more about them later.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Yes. All right. So we have been, this week we're going to start with long story short.
So let's start with Beyonce, and then we can go into 12 weeks.
Okay,
here.
Do it.
Okay.
You want me to start?
Yes.
Okay, so Beyonce released a new album that has the
27 freaking songs.
It is 27 songs. A couple of them are interludes.
27.
Yeah, there's 27 songs on this track. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about what we love.
Okay.
All right, first of all, some of the things that we love is Beyonce. Just off rip.
Yes.
Liker or hater, you really like her and you don't know it.
That part.
Even if you don't really, if you think that you part. Hate her. What she is doing in the music industry and deciding to deviate from what we've known her to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And tap dance herself. Not even tap dance. She like Bogarted her way.
She absolutely did.
Through,
yes,
you know, other genres with what she did with Renaissance, what she's doing with this, and who knows what she's going to do with part three. Yeah. I'm still campaigning for a rap album because we did get some rap pieces, and you guys know
that
how
would be
I
so
feel
great.
About
that would be
Beyonce
so
when she's rapping.
A whole rap album.
And she gave us a bit of it.
She
okay.
Always, yes.
All right. I'm hoping that part three is fully rap. Yeah, on Spaghetti, she yes. was rapping. Okay? Y'all think rock, I think rap.
Hilarious.
Okay? And that we appreciate. Some of the songs that stood out. Do you want to give your songs
I
that
can.
Stick out?
Also, I'm so curious because while I think of Beyonce like as an amazing, obvious entertainer and hard worker and like one of the best entertainers that we have ever had. I wonder, because this was such a leap from what she traditionally does, I wonder if she had like the nerves of like, how is this going to be received?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like so different. A lot of the songs, like, and that's why she said, like, it's not a
country album,
it's Beyonce album, but like, it's like a Beyonce country album.
It absolutely is.
Like, that's what you were trying to get at. I'm curious.
Country, to me, I never really think of country singers as, like, singers.
Really?
No. Who do you think
of? Oh, my goodness. Country singers, in my opinion, have some of the best vocals.
Oh, my God. I feel the exact opposite. Tell me, who am I missing?
Carrie Underwood.
Okay, but so that's what I was going to say. There's the pop country artists,
okay,
and I would separate them.
Okay.
Because I agree.
Even love Reba McEntire's like vocal ability.
Give me a Reba song.
Oh, I have to look them up. I don't know them off the top of my head. I used to love Reba though.
I don't know.
Like, I like her. Like, I feel like I love her voice. Like, her singing
Please
voice.
Please give me a Reba song that I don't know. I mean, I'm not that I listen, but I know there are like the new
Survivor, Fancy. Look, they know it. They know.
They y'all love Reba down. Please, I want to be corrected. Please tell me who I need and what song I need to be listening to. Please play it.
Play it?
Play it.
Oh.
Give us the Reba song we should be listening to right now.
I hate playing stuff. Hold on.
Okay.
Because the
Oh, it's not gonna Oh, Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
All right, Shania Twain. But even Shania, this is my problem.
Okay.
Shania
Faith Hill
allows they're not the same, but hear what I'm saying.
Shania walk so what's her name could fly?
It's Taylor Swift.
Oh.
There is a
direct. Oh, I didn't know you were going to Taylor.
There is a. You fight me if you want to, but if you watch
Shania to Twain, Taylor,
listen to me. If you watch Shania Twain's documentary, which we did, it's amazing, by the way.
Okay.
You should watch.
Okay,
didn't understand all the records she broke. She got a lot of heat because she was too poppy as a country singer.
Oh,
so I want like that traditional style. I don't even really think about Shania Twain as a country singer.
Uh-huh.
I know she was in the genre, but as much hate as she received, Shania was on the charts.
She was.
For real.
Yeah.
Breaking records. For real.
Okay, but she has what? Wait, so what are you?
That's what I'm saying. Point? I'm trying. Do Reba, because I actually think Reba's the best example here.
I don't want to play the songs because then
tell me who.
I don't want to play it only because then the audio from this is always clunky. It's a whole
situation.
Can
you play it on your side?
It's always a situation.
I need that old school country, like legitimate country.
Go with Survivor.
Okay, yes. Do Reba McEntire's Survivor. I ain't never even heard this song.
I think you probably have.
Really?
Yeah. You ain't crying, you're walking out, and I'm not trying to change your mind, because I was born to be the baby girl. You don't know that one?
You know what? This is what it is. I'm not the target audience for this, and I just have to accept that, okay? So this is my truth.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not the target audience for this, and I just have to know that. You guys can love them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think that's fine. There are exceptions to the rule, and I will give you my exceptions, right? Because you are the only exception. I think it's technically country, ain't it? Aren't they
know.
A country group? Who sings that? You are the only exception.
I don't know this
Chad,
song.
Don't give me the line. The point is. I am the exception to country music. It's just not my genre. It's just.
Paramore?
Oh, are they country?
Paramore.
But they sing The Only Exception.
They're not country?
Oh, they sing The Only Exception. Yeah. Oh,
they're
I understand.
They're more of a rock.
There are rock songs singing that song?
Paramore, yeah, I think so.
I would.
Wow. The point is, I am not the target demo. I am not the target audience, and I know that.
Hello.
Because I respect Reba. I think she's a beautiful woman, and I understand the icon.
She can sing.
And the legend that she is in the world
and
of country.
I would say they can definitely sing. Country singers can sing. Yes. I may not like what they're singing about or the way they're singing it. But
my other guy, Hunter. Oh, my gosh. I love him. Hunter. Hold on. Hunter Hayes. Oh my goodness.
He sound like
that's my jam.
What did he be singing? Play.
I wanted to play this at my wedding. I'm not kidding you. You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. Hey, wait, just this part. Cause everything that don't make sense about me. Oh, there you go. Makes sense when I'm with you. Wait, okay, one more. Cause, wait. It's coming, it's good. It's so good. It's so good. But
it's
more than one and
one makes two. It's coming, and then I'll be done. Put
aside the math. Just let him, come on. Logic of it. You gotta know you. You're gonna love this. Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted. All right. Wanted by Hunter Hayes is so good. You have to.
She said, wrap it up!
Wrap it up!
I'm telling you.
I wanted to play that at my wedding. I'm not lying to you. Greg said no.
I'm surprised Greg said no, because Greg loved him.
Greg
a good loves
country.
Greg loved him a good old country song. It's
I
just not my.
You guys are saying no to that. It's so good.
No, there's people that agree with you. It's just I'm not the demo. I understand that. My ears just don't have an appreciation for it. Because even, and that was the point I was going to make. Even Beyonce singing country, she got riffs run.
Yeah, she do.
She got a lot of stuff that kind of blackify it.
Yes.
And it make it most satisfying to my ears.
Hello.
Because.
Let me tell you what's satisfying to your body. Lumi deodorant. Okay. Since we don't agree on country music, we can't agree on how much body odor stinks. It's the only thing that stinks worse than like a public bathroom, because those are pretty bad. But like BO is worse than that. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and, yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body DO has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Special offer is new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. And the code is GJ. I personally love Lumi deodorant. I have the kit that they have where you can get all the different ones because I like a little variety. I never know what I'm going to be needing, okay, to freshen up or spruce myself up. And so they have all the different variety for you to choose from the roll-on deodorant,
the wipes,
the little sticks, all the things, and a nice little pack for you to put and keep wherever you like to keep your things. That's why I personally love it. Liz always talks about, I think Kev uses it, loves it
every single day.
Yeah, it is the absolute best. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, that's the other kind I like, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, like I said, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code, which is GJ. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack. So use code GJ for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code GJ. And I'm going to spell it one more time for you. LumiDeodorant.com.
Deodorant is such a hard word to spell.
Oh my goodness. And yes, why all those letters?
Yeah, it's so much. I had to break it down and it actually makes sense as a word, like to deodor something. Oh. But it's the only way I remember to spell it, because otherwise I'd be like,
yes.
What's the word? What's the letters again?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm so sorry.
Just say your favorite songs from Beyonce.
Yeah, thank you. So my favorite songs, that's very good. I enjoy Protector.
Oh, okay.
I actually think it's a very, Mel was telling me it's actually a tribute to.
Well, who's on that one? Because one of them features one of the twins, and that one's for her. And then the other one is.
This says Rumi.
Okay, so that one's for Rumi. And then My Rose, the one after it, is for Sir.
Got it.
The people are saying who got the physical copy.
Got it. So I thought it was such a beautiful song.
I think it's
such a beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
Of a mother to,
you
know, their child.
Yeah.
I thought it was just beautifully, beautifully done. As a side note, I was listening to another podcast, and Mel apparently is familiar with this book. What is the name of the book, Mel?
Oh, I Love You More Than.
Yeah, it's called I Love You Forever, I Like You For Always.
I Love You Forever. That's what it's called.
I Love You Forever. Is that the name of it? Okay. If you.
Yeah, I Love You Forever.
Okay.
It's the best.
If you have not heard
it's so good.
Of this book, or you are pregnant, this is a book you should buy and read to your child. Just be prepared to cry every single day that you read it. Oh, I should give it to you, Cam.
Oh, you should. You have a baby.
I will give it to
you.
It's
so sweet.
Oh, let me email myself to remind me too. So it's about, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Order book for Cam. Order for for Cam.
It's okay. So good.
It's so good. So it is a mother and she tucks her, it's a boy, her son it's in at son. Night. Uh-huh. And at the end of the day, you know, she's talking about basically his growth over like each page. Like he's young and he was rambunctious. He's a teenager. He's getting on my nerves, whatever. But at the end of every night, she tucks him in and she says, I love you.
I'll like you for always. No, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
Yes. So at the end of every page, essentially, that's the cadence that she tells, right? Eventually, she gets old.
So sweet.
Okay? She gets old. And she tells the son, come quick, because I'm getting old. And then, of course, since it's a children's book, you know, what's unsaid is loud, that she dies. Mm-hmm. And then the son says to the mom, and then he carries it on with his child.
Yeah, he has a child. And so they just continue this. I'll love you forever. It's called I Love You Forever or Love You Forever. And the saying is, I love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be. It's so sweet. It is the sweetest thing.
I was listening to the podcast and they read the whole book. I should have brought it so y'all could cry with me now. I was in my car crying real tears.
It's so good.
It's literally like four pages. Okay.
Yeah.
It's literally
a children's book.
It's literally a children's book. Yeah. And you start to understand like, oh, the child is growing up. Yeah. Oh, they're rambunctious. They're this. And she tucks him in and she says, I love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as you're my baby. As long as I'm alive, my baby, you'll be whatever. And then when she's like, hurry, come. And then he says to her some version of this that you can tell like he's talking to his mom. And then he becomes the parent.
And says it to his kid. Oh. When I was when I got hired at Netflix and I was 8 months pregnant and I worked for literally 3 weeks and I went to work on a Thursday, like 8 months pregnant, and then I was like, hey, I know you guys just hired me and I just moved from Atlanta to LA, but I'm really tired, so tomorrow's gonna be my last day. I don't really know the process or what you guys need from me. But I'm done here and I won't come back after tomorrow until I have my kid. And so they were like, okay. And they threw me this makeshift baby shower. Okay. They were like, we have to. They told me afterward. They're like, we were like, we have to do a baby shower. Anyway, my director, who again barely knew me, she got me that book for McKinley as a part of the baby shower. And so after McKinley was born, obviously you go through all this stuff. And we read it and I was like,
oh my God.
So we read it for like years. We would read the bedtime story, and then when McKinley could read, she would be reading it. Anyway, I haven't read it.
You
to
need
Micaiah.
To read it to Micaiah. That's why she acts like
probably
that.
It probably is. But it is truly the sweetest book. If you're looking for, I feel like get it for yourself, but also like it is such a great gift for somebody. When she got me that, I was like, yo, I need to like give this to people. This is a beautiful book.
Just know this now. If you have a child from now until God Calls Me Home, that is the book I'm going to be giving, because it is so freaking sweet.
So sweet.
Okay, so Protector is one
I
of my favorite songs.
I forgot how we got there. Yes. Child.
Spaghetti. I love Spaghetti simply because Beyonce is rapping.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
all-time favorite Beyonce is rapping Beyonce when she is talking her ish and she stands on business about it. I just love the energy, because I feel like as women, we don't often like have the opportunity to channel that energy. And so when she does it, I feel like, let me live vicariously through you. Like, it's just my favorite. Okay. And then the last one, is it Two Hands to Heaven? What's the one with Miley Cyrus?
No. That one is Two Most Wanted.
Two Most Wanted. I just saw the two. I said, I thought that was a little long, but I don't remember.
Oh, Two Most Wanted.
I don't know why. I listened to this album a couple times when Mel was actually over the house a couple times, like just in the background. And that song always catches my ear.
It's
the one I actually want to listen to.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus has gone through quite a journey.
She has.
Especially with the Black community.
Yeah, she has.
She has gone through. The other day on my Instagram, on my Facebook memory, do you remember when she had that bunny suit on and she did that little twerking thing? What was the song? It's popular again right now on TikTok. What is the song? And she was like, she was twerking to it.
It's not the, didn't she make an America song? It's not that one.
No. It was a little,
I don't know. When you say that, all I think of is Jay saying, and Miley Cyrus still twerking.
No.
Miley Cyrus still twerking. You know what I'm talking about? And Weekend.
No, because it's not her song. It's a song that's popular right now. Hold on. Miley twerking in bunny costume. Here it is. WAP. Yes.
I have never seen this.
Are you serious?
No.
You don't remember this?
Maybe I do. I didn't know this was her.
And that's what I was going to say. I did not know it was her.
Oh. I didn't know that was her.
That's funny. Y'all don't remember this? Oh, they've never seen it either.
Never.
Let me see the. Let me show you the it. You don't remember this? That's so crazy. So this was somehow wound up on my feed years ago. Let me see if the year's on. This says 11 years ago, which makes sense because I want to say it was around the time I first moved here, and that's 2013. So that's exactly that. When it first came out, I didn't know it was Miley either. And at the end, she takes off the hood. Oh. And so my caption on Facebook was like, who knew Miley Cyrus could twerk? Oh. But this was during the weird time where she was like flirting with black people and we thought we liked her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she like had this very weird like about face.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She just kind of went through like a very strange journey with us.
I agree.
Anyway, I enjoy that song.
The one with her and Beyonce.
Correct. That's the whole point. We're bouncing.
No, I know. I needed to catch myself up. Yes, I agree. It's a good song. I didn't know she was twerking in a bunny suit. But that song is so good. And one of my faves as well. The one after that, though. No. Yeah, the one after that, Levi's Jeans. You gotta listen to that one. It's good.
It's really good?
Yeah, I enjoy. Okay, I'm gonna give you mine.
Okay.
For sure, Two Most Wanted into Levi's Jeans is just run that back a couple times and I'm happy.
Okay.
I saw the list of Dream songs, okay? The ones that Dream had something to do with.
Yes.
That list came out.
And you do like Dream.
And I enjoy Dream. I think as a person, Tarius Nash seems like a terrible person, but as a musician and a writer, Dream is amazing.
Got it.
And
I think he works well with Beyonce.
Should always make music together.
Yeah.
Because those two together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do things. And so a lot of the back half of the album is Dream, which makes sense. I enjoy Riverdance. Okay. I enjoy that whole four run, the Riverdance, and then the Two Hands to Heaven. In particular, for Two Hands to Heaven, it's the last 2 minutes. It is.
Yeah, the songs take you on a journey as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do a lot.
But the last 2 minutes of that one is just her doing runs and singing.
It's very Beyonce.
Very good.
Yeah.
Tyrant is a good time. Mm-hmm. Tyrant is a great time. I enjoy that. There was one more. Yaya is growing on me. It's taking a little bit of time. I said Riverdance, Two Hands, Tyrant.
You said four, though.
Oh, and then Sweet Honey Bucket.
I was going to say, Sweet Honey.
I like the Sweet Honey Bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are. Oh, I like Daughter too. I like Daughter.
I don't remember Daughter. Some people like Jolene. What are your thoughts on Jolene?
I think Jolene is funny.
It's not my personal favorite. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not my personal favorite.
I like that she's like. I don't know. There was like a think piece on Twitter of people saying something. I don't even know what they were saying, but somebody's point was. Well, she's obviously threatened if she is doing all of this threatening. And I was like, that's kind of funny. Like, I kind of think it's funny. Of course you would be bucket. Like, you feel away because somebody is pressing up on your man. So you're trying to make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. I think it's not like my top fave song.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny.
A lot of people also were dragging her for thinking that people want to push up on Jay-Z at all. And what I want to say is us regular folks, no. But I assure you, there are people that I'm sure want to push up on Jay-Z just because people be attracted to power and money.
Absolutely. And regular folks do, too.
Well, but we don't even have the opportunity to.
Oh, sure,
because they're like,
sure.
Why is she even acting like... Because we're regular folk, we don't even have an opportunity to.
Yeah. Okay.
But I am sure...
My mind went to, like, groupies. Groupies be regular folks, but they be trying to push up on the people with the money.
That's 100%.
And obviously, Jay-Z has entertained somebody because he cheated at some point in time.
Come on.
That is clear.
Come on.
So somebody wants him.
Yes. I wish for me, actually, I wish that the energy of Jolene was put into a different song instead of it being the cover of Jolene.
Like that, another Ring the Alarm, but better.
Yes.
Like this, like a 2024 version of Ring the Alarm.
Exactly.
That would be
I
good.
Feel like I would have
that would
enjoyed that a little bit more than what Jolene
Got
is.
It.
However, I want everybody to know the real winner here
is Dolly Parton.
Is Dolly Parton.
Dolly P.
Okay. She is the actual.
You want to talk about who has made a come up off of the blacks and the blacks' voices?
Off of the cover?
Dolly P.
Okay.
She made her little song for her little fans. And then Whitney came in and flipped that thing on its head, and she's been rich ever since.
The captain is here now, okay? The captain is here now, all right? Dolly apparently spoke this into existence years ago. She said, you know who I would love? You know who I would love to cover my song?
My song that I will forever and always be getting the writer credit for.
Correct.
You can change the words all you want.
Come
the credit
on.
Will still go to me.
That old Beyonce.
Check the credit.
That's who I would love. So someone said, did Dolly have clearance? Absolutely.
She wrote that check so fast. I mean, she signed that thing so fast.
Girl,
you sang the song.
I
put it out.
I petitioned Beyonce to make the cover. She didn't have to ask me. I asked her.
Dolly P's voice is on the top of some song.
Oh, she is.
And I was at the beginning of Tyrant. I said, I don't think Dolly P knew what she was. She just said, you need my vocals? Okay, I'll say this word.
Whatever
and
you
then
need
comes
me to
on,
do.
And that is the most un-country song on the whole album. Tyrant is the opposite of. And she said, oh, this was a country song, huh? Let's just put Dolly on the front so then they'll think that it
Correct.
Passes. That is a ratchet song. And Dolly P's on the front. Just, hey, y'all. Hey. Hey, Beyonce.
I'm just here to collect my check.
Yes. It's so
Is it
great.
Going out to my loan out company or to me personally?
Girl.
I just want to understand how does this work.
So shout out to that.
So shout out to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
All right. Shout out to
Get
her.
The check, girl.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Anything else you want to add on that?
No.
I am excited for part three. If Beyonce gives us rock, that's her prerogative. That's
Absolutely.
Her business. Okay. Because she's doing whatever the heck. The way we do what we want. Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter is going to do whatever she want to do. However, if she's asking me, girl, give us a rap album.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even got to be long. I'm thinking 5 to 7 tracks.
Yes.
It don't really have to be no full situation. Just get on there and remind the folk who you are. Remind the folk of your legacy. And do it. And don't, Beyonce, listen to me. No features.
No features. Well.
No features.
I'm a Jay fan.
So and especially the feature not to do is Jay.
I'm a Jay fan.
So.
I want Jay.
While I can understand, I think do a rap album and do it on your own. If you do features, don't do Jay.
Why?
Because that's your husband. She got to do it different.
Yeah.
She got, mm-mm, don't do Jay.
Well, that I want you to know that would never happen.
They've already done the Carters.
She would absolutely not make a rap album, not have her Jay-Z
no,
on
he
there.
Could advise.
No.
He can write.
That doesn't, shoot, no.
He cannot
let me
feature.
Tell you. Let me tell you who loves Beyonce more than us. Jay-Z.
Oh, I love that.
And let me
for
tell
him.
You who loves Jay-Z more than everybody. Beyonce.
No, I 100% agree with that.
She's
head over heels.
He's absolutely going to be in her album. Are you kidding me?
I don't want her to do it. I want her to do, and I listen, the Carters album is one of my favorite, like, rap albums.
Amen.
Like, I love what they do together. There's a couple songs on there that I just thoroughly enjoy. I just really do. However, I could do a Beyonce rap album, 5 to 7 tracks, no Jay-Z.
I really enjoy her with rappers. Like, I enjoy her going up against them.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
Like, give me Beyonce and Jay. Give me Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion. Give me Beyonce and Nicki, and I don't even like Nicki. Give me Beyonce and Cardi.
Because I'm feeling myself.
Lotto. Oh, Beyonce and Lotto? Because I love Lotto, too.
She could do an all-female.
Girl, that would be so... I would go all-female.
No Jay, though.
I want Jay, though. Sorry, I just want Jay.
No, I'm, Jay!
I love Jay. I love... I
no,
love,
this is no shade or disrespect. I want her...
But I love her...
I want people to enter Beyonce into the greatest rapper of all time conversation.
And do it with
and
Jay.
And she needs to do it without him.
All right.
Because all the people that are going to hate are going to just do the Jay-Z angle. No, Beyonce, solidify yourself so when I jump off the bridge and say that she is the greatest rapper of all time, because I've been having this argument for 10 years.
But she can stand 10 toes is the point.
She can, though.
Okay,
low-key, so when she goes against Jay.
She be holding her own.
She went crazy.
Yes, because she be going crazy.
And Ape-ish, I love that song.
Leave him on.
Leave him. Go home, Roger. He can advise.
He's going
he
to
He can produce.
Listen, you look
he
at...
He can help her write.
Look at Cowboy Carter. Look who got writing credits. Jay-Z on multiple songs.
Oh, that's because they securing the legacy.
No, I think he's also in the Songwriters Hall of Fame because he's a writer.
No, but even if he just stood in there, she was like, bring my husband. Mm-mm. Bring me my husband.
He be writing.
I believe it. But also, you know, folk be saying.
Nobody wants Beyonce and Rihanna. Rihanna doesn't even want Beyonce and Rihanna. Rihanna wants to sit at home, make children, and sell makeup.
Listen to me.
And Fenty lingerie.
The greatest pivot of all time.
Let me tell you what.
The greatest pivot of all time. Rihanna said.
Musician what?
Beyonce can have this touring, making albums, going into the studio. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to have campaigns with me and my underwear.
Buy this red lip. New red lip.
Come on.
Buy these panties.
Listen, the Sephora sale's coming up, and I had two Rihanna, what do they call it? Fenty lipsticks in my cart today, right now, if I pulled up Sephora app. Okay?
Listen, Rihanna is never coming back to music. She doesn't even want. She doesn't even want to.
She doesn't.
She just posted, like, yesterday of herself in draws.
She showed it.
It was, like, 4 swipes. And she don't even be. It just be like, here's me.
Every time.
Link now live.
And then
see y'all
where did
6
she
years.
Just perform in Dubai?
Yes.
And they paid her. All that did was prolong the album.
Absolutely.
She did a single, the equivalent of
it's
a show for me
man
and Mel.
In Dubai, his like daughter's birthday.
Correct.
And
she
they
performed
hired
at my
Rihanna.
Vow renewal. That's what Rihanna just
yes.
did. Rihanna performed at my vow renewal. And they paid her all this money, and she said, y'all will never get out.
It was like millions of dollars.
Y'all will. I thought about going into the studio, and then that check cleared.
It was India.
Oh, it was India?
Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce performed in Dubai.
Yes.
Yes. Rihanna said, yesterday I had thought about going into the studio, and then that check cleared.
Listen, the whole bottom of her house is now a playroom. That studio, demolish that. Bring the toys in. Take the mics out.
Put the playpen in here. And let, what's her baby's name? RZA?
RZA and Rose. RZA and, what's the other
she
baby
She didn't
name
that baby Rose.
And she did it. Oh no, Rihanna's baby name.
Can you guys, can I get a brand deal with Fisher Price?
It is Riot Rose.
Riot?
Riot Rose and RZA, both boys.
Rihanna's gone.
That interviewer said, What can't you do, Rihanna? We love you. What can't you do? She said, make daughters, apparently. She's a funny woman. Rihanna, let me tell you how funny Rihanna is. She is a billionaire, quit music, okay? Was just at the top of her game, makes lingerie and makeup, and is the baby daddy of hers is ASAP Rocky. That's how funny she is. ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky. That's you funny. You funny.
And ASAP be proud.
ASAP be present. That man is facing charges, okay? He about to go potentially to jail.
And he's
okay?
And he's a present father, though.
And he be like, where are we this week? I got the kids. Where are we?
Don't worry. Don't worry. Because did you see their interview? She apparently he has skin problems or something. And they were showing pictures and she said, you needed that Fenty skin. I said, why would you tell that man that on air?
She
She seems like a troll in real life. Like, I would not want to be her friend. I would be like, oh no, girl, you are not finna do me.
Did y'all see that?
That looked like the area you needed that 50 ski. That's mean. He probably like, you got some? Can you give me some?
Can I be your brand ambassador? Because what?
Oh my. Can I be your brand ambassador? It's hilarious.
Rihanna ain't got time
for
this shenanigans.
She is not playing with these people.
No, at all. That was hilarious. That was great. All of that to say, Jay-Z does not need to be on the album. She should do an all female featured rap album. All female features rap album. I could actually do without Nicki Minaj on it, though.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan
of Nicki. I used to be a huge Barb.
I did, too. And then she makes bad decisions consistently.
Yeah.
It but no longer becomes like,
no.
This is just what you want to do.
It makes me sad.
I've accepted that. So, moving on.
Moving on.
From her to Prize Picks, okay? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball postseason. So, there's a lot happening in women's college basketball.
It is. Right.
I think tonight is like massive night. That's why Prize Picks is amazing, because it's big night, okay? It's LSU versus Iowa. Okay, but the players on LSU, it's the Final Four, but the players on...
Angela Reese.
Yes.
Angel Reese yes. versus... Okay.
It's Angel Reese and Caitlin Carr. Okay. So it's a lot happening... Particular tonight, girls basketball, women's basketball, big thing. Tonight is LSU versus Iowa.
Yes.
Okay, this is like carryover. Everybody's invested. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
Tonight.
Okay, so let's do more or less.
Okay.
Pick your more or less. Let's do Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. Let's do points and like rebounds. How many points, more or less points for Angel Reese? I'm going to say 16. More than 16 for Angel Reese.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to go, she averages about 18.7 points per game, so I think 16 is fair.
Okay, more than 16 for Angel Reese.
Yep.
And then how many rebounds? I'm going to say more than 4 rebounds.
Okay, she averages 12 rebounds.
Oh, so I'm way low. So yeah. I'm just going to say more than.
I'm going to say 10.
More than 10.
Yeah, because I feel like that's going to give me better okay. numbers.
All right, so we can check back and see how we do, because the big game is tonight. Prize Picks is obviously where you want to be doing your more or less than. Very easy to get in there and engage with all the people who are watching the game with you, people you know, people you don't know. Okay, you can engage with everybody. It's such a fun experience, and we are looking forward for Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
Angel Reese happening, obviously more than that, but those are the ones that are coming up that we are excited about. So download the app today and use code GJ for a first deposit match of up to $100. It is code GJ for a first deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is download the app. We are so excited. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Big game. Y'all watch.
All right. Next thing on the list. 12-week
year. We haven't even gotten anywhere.
Please, we sure haven't. Sorry, y'all. 12-week year. So we are, at the beginning of the year, Mel started a book called 12-week year that got me into reading the 12-week year. Do you want to give us an update on your success or failure?
Sure. Let me tell you, I really enjoy 12-week year because for the last couple weeks, I've been feeling very like discouraged and kind of like, not in a good space about all of this. And then I remembered that I'm about to be able to start all over.
That is nice.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's okay to like be in a little bit of a funk. And then I have a time where I can start all over, make new goals, figure out, like reset, I think. Because I think one of the things that I had at the beginning was like
really push Underreported, which is like the true crime podcast that I was doing. And over the course of this Q1, I've pivoted. Yeah. And now I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah, it is.
And so I can set a whole new goal for the Debrief podcast, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about setting that. I accomplished the one goal I had, which was to make, or one of the goals that I had, which was to make as much as I made on Netflix, like in this new world of mine in 1 month. I accomplished that, which was amazing. I have a new like goal as far as like YouTube is concerned. I hit those goals. I had like, I wanted to hit 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, hit that. Just at the end of this first quarter. So I'm very excited about that. So now it's like, okay, what? And also, you know what I really like about 12 week year is like the first, it was my first time doing it. So I had a lot of which I think is good, but very specific or like
metric based
okay. goals, uh-huh. right? Like hit 10,000, yeah. make this much money, do this particular thing. And now I'm like, I don't know if I want to be as metric based this time. Now I want to like do something that like, I don't know, go on a walk. And get outside.
Prioritize wellness or something like that. Yeah.
Like I'm excited to be able to just pivot in that way.
Yeah.
Maybe still have some metric ones, still have some money ones, but like include some other ones. And I think what I like about it is instead of just having a specific goal, you get to have like, this goal is to reach what?
Yeah.
And that's what I really like.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to get to reevaluate what it is that I'm trying to reach and then what are the steps or the mini goals that I'm going to use to get there.
Very good.
So anyway, I'm very, very excited that it's a new year. It's a new 12-week year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm actually really excited about it. So anyway, that's my kind of thing. How about yours?
So actually, I'm pivoting as well, but I think I'm pivoting the opposite of you. I think I'm pivoting into metrics.
Oh.
But I'm pivoting in a way where I want to actually pay more attention to them, but I want to scorecard my activity more to get there.
Okay.
I did most of the things I wanted to do. We ended up traveling a lot in one of these months, and it kind of threw me off my Pilates thing quite a bit. So I start again. Actually, I was supposed to start today, but I start tomorrow, actually. So that is back. I'm doing that also for the wedding. Anyway, but the making up of the bed, the posting the content, all of those things I did. But now I want to judge myself in terms of the results.
Got it.
And actually, I shouldn't say judge because I don't want to judge myself. Yeah. That's not true. I want to track.
Got it.
I want to judge myself on my action, but I want to track my results. Mm. That's a better way of saying that.
Yeah.
Because you, especially on social media, you can't control results.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to harp too hard on myself because you internalize that.
Absolutely.
Like if you set a goal to meet, you know, X amount in growth and you don't do that, it is really easy. It is harder to not find that as a reflection of you and the content, especially, and don't allow this to be you. One of the things that I have found social media like coaches do a lot is they'll harp on it's your content, put out better content, put out better content. And don't get me wrong, people want to consume really good content, right?
Yeah.
That is true. But also, you are fighting an algorithm.
Absolutely.
You're fighting whatever. We've all had jobs, I'm assuming at least I have, especially in when I worked in the banking industry, where you have what they call, well, we call it the flavor of the month. So if this month we're tracking checking accounts, we want everybody that walks in to get a checking account, that's the flavor of the month, that's what you're pushing. If you are used to selling CDs, for example, then you're not going to be judged and get the reward if you were doing checking accounts. And sometimes that's what the algorithm is. It's like, this month we're pushing long form. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be doing long form. This month it's short cut. Oh, sorry, we're going to go short form. This month it's pictures. Oh, okay, I'm going to be. And so you just feel like you're doing this. And if you're not caught up to speed on what the algorithm is doing, you're constantly trying to catch up. You can't always keep up with it.
Yeah.
And
your
content can be really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And you're still fighting.
Yeah.
The algorithm and what the flavor of the month is. And, you know, because at the end of the day, social media is also a business.
Absolutely.
The people that own the social media platforms, they're also running a business. And so they're forcing you to do what makes them money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to be judging myself off of their business plan. I want to be judging myself off my business plan.
Yeah.
Last thing is, I think I told you guys, but I eventually let my old life coach go.
Oh.
I think I told you that it was a really nice.
You told me you were on the verge of it or thinking about it, but you didn't tell me if you did it or not.
I did it.
Oh. Okay.
So this social media influencer that I follow, she just ended a 6-month program. So I had a meeting with another life coach, black lady.
Okay.
And I'm excited to meet with her.
Oh,
so I'll tell you guys how that goes eventually. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then, okay, last thing I'm going to say about this. I had an interview with this other lady. I won't tell that story. Okay. All right, moving on.
Wait, I also, one thing that I think too is, because you were just talking about like the things that you're fighting and the algorithm and like all this kind of mm-hmm. stuff, and you can have really good content, which I completely agree with. The other thing that I feel like goes into it is the world of, like blogging or like gossip, like news,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we have like very different content
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
where I am making content about things that are happening today, this week,
for
relevant,
sure.
right? And if you are making a really fun, great get ready with me,
for sure,
you are fighting the attention of Diddy's house just got raided, and
for
now
sure.
that is going to be talked about for 2 weeks.
For sure.
And don't let another raid happen. Don't let
for
another
sure.
lawsuit happen.
For
like
sure.
it's easier for my content. The algorithm is like, her serve. And you're like, here's this really great, fun,
for
like
sure.
very creative. Like, I always think you don't have to agree, but like the kind of content or like the kind of creator, quote unquote, is what I'll do that I am is not necessarily. I mean, I obviously read and try to give information in a way that like mm-hmm. is understandable, mm-hmm. which is fine. But it's not reflective of like a creative idea that I am coming up with. Whereas mm-hmm. like you are coming up with ideas. Like, you are mm-hmm. like, here is a thing I think is funny, and here is the way I want to do it. And
right.
here, you know what I'm saying? There's like a different creative process.
Right, right, right.
And mine is very much less creative than what.
She's,
and so,
I know what you guys are going to say because Melanie is acting like me right now, so I'm going to stop.
Okay. But it's the truth, though, is that we have very different processes, and it's very easy for the algorithm to pick up and serve my content because it's always going to be topical and relevant.
I get it.
Versus the kind of content you are making. And so I always just respect the kind of content that like you and like you guys do because it's very different. Like I am.
Sorry, the chat stopped, so I wanted to make sure it was on.
Anyway, that's all I had to say. So anyway, I was just going on to, because you were saying you're fighting against the algorithm, but you're also fighting against like news.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing is you come in at a good time with what you're doing because TikTok is, you're catching a wave of TikTok pivoting to long form content.
That's true. That is true.
So yeah. this is freaking fun. So
yeah.
for a lot of short form content creators, you know, they have to figure out
yeah,
what they're doing.
100%.
And so that's another thing.
Yes.
You know, that you have to figure out, like, how do I pivot what I'm doing
into 100%
long form,
yeah, yeah.
you know, content. And that's what I mean by, and that's what I was going to say. The thing about it is, I want to say this very clearly. Melanie, I'm going to speak for you, is not downplaying what she's doing.
I'm not trying to.
No. And I don't think you are.
Yeah.
I think you were trying. And sometimes we do that in terms of comparison. But and I don't think she was trying to compare in a way of like, I don't do this, so I'm down here and you do this and it's up here, as much as like, I'm trying to state like, this is a fact and I can.
Yeah.
And I can honor and respect what you do. That's different than what I
100%.
do.
100%.
OK. Yes. I understand.
Absolutely.
That. And that's why I didn't go down the what happens when I have done this in the past is people will be like, no,
yeah,
and you
yeah.
are. And you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, I'm not going to do that.
I am very proud of the work that I've done
and
the growth that I've had and the fact that I am like
yes.
figuring this thing out. I am very proud of that. But I also recognize, right, like CNN content is very different than, let's call it, Lifetime.
Right.
Or any other kind of content, right? Like where Netflix and CNN are different. One is purely entertainment,
right.
and these are like creators who have generated ideas and are now crafting a story. Versus CNN is going to recap what crazy thing Donald Trump has done. Like that is fact based reality,
right.
and they are just like giving you that information. So I was just saying that those are just very, very different.
Right.
And you go to them for different things. And because of CNN and like because of news, that will just trend naturally because Diddy is massive and his houses were raided.
Right.
I don't have to like push my content. People are asking what happened with Diddy.
Right. But you also have a personality that attracts 100%,
100%.
You.
100%. There is a creative
process
and part of it.
Right.
But my, yeah. Anyway.
We got it. I understand you. I just wanted to make that clear because I know, and I'd be starting to get hot. Like, okay, now everybody's attacking me. And I really wasn't even trying to do that. I was just trying to say that it's different. And I can honor and respect this and think I don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine, but it's okay. I'm creative.
No, I get it. I get it. I knew there would be comments about that, which is fine. I appreciate even the love of like y'all. You know, it is. We appreciate y'all saying don't downplay your stuff. That we get that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Pop the trunk.
Pop it.
Because we're at an hour, child.
Oh, are you doing this or you want to go to these links?
Actually, let me do my pop the trunk real quick and then we can go to a link because I do have one pop the trunk that I need to pop the trunk on.
Okay.
And that is Sirius Satellite freaking radio.
Yes.
The way I am in a toxic relationship.
Not as toxic.
Like, it's at the point where I want to call the police and get a restraining order against them. I want to call MCI, cut the phone cord, break
cut
my lease so I can move because you a bugaboo.
So I can move because you a bugaboo. A bugaboo.
These people call me like a possessive ex-husband, ex-boyfriend that I have said, I want to move on.
Yes.
I don't want to be with you no more. It's not you. It's me. I've given all the things. And they are just like, please come back. Please come back. Please come back. What if I, and what if, and what if I pay you to come back? What if I give you a lifetime subscription for free?
Yes.
What if it's only $3 for 17 years?
Yes.
Please come back to me. It's gotten so bad. I have saved their number in my phone.
As do not answer?
As, no, not even. As serious. Because I want to know it is them. And I don't want to pick up. It got so bad that I was like, I don't want to gaslight myself into thinking that it's worse than it is. So I'm going to ask my audience, are y'all experiencing this? They said they will email and snail mail.
Yes.
I thank God they have not put nothing in the mail for
me. They have emailed
But they have
me.
Called me 35 times at different times of the day.
Yep.
What it's so bad.
Are you
I want to at them.
You're not going to pick it back up?
No, so this is the thing, and this is why people in my DMs was like, but if you do it, they'll give you another discount. This is toxic.
It is.
No means no, Sirius.
That's
I don't want to come back.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back. Accept my no as no. I don't want a discount. I don't want a free 3 months
what
and then pay for 3 months.
In the car?
This is the other problem. It's really not that good.
Oh.
I do not truly enjoy
it.
Some days it's good, but on other days I feel like it's the same songs on a rotation.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's regular radio. It's more than regular radio, I guess, because you can get like specific genre channels. But like, I only use it if my Spotify's not working.
Oh, actually, I guess that's true. I don't typically leave it on, but when it's off, I don't like the sound or like what you're left to when it's off.
I'll do
like
a podcast.
Radio, like AFM, FM radio?
I'll listen to a podcast. I'll listen to a book. There's so many other options. This is my other thing
that's
about Sirius.
That's why they're freaking out. That's why they're acting like this.
Yeah, because
they're going the way of
Because they're competing.
Like, shoot, we have nothing
left. Yeah, people are competing with podcasts. This is my other thing about Sirius Radio that I hate. When I say 90s, I want it to be the Black Folk 90.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
It don't be like the 90s I want to hear. It'd be people I've never heard of, songs I've never heard of. I'd be like, what was this?
So if you're going to have 90s on the nines or whatever the channel is called, play what I want to hear.
Well, they do play the same. They're on a track. They're going to play the same songs every so often.
Yes.
Because they're being paid to do that.
I don't want to hear that no more. I don't want to hear that no more. I'm over it. I'm done with it. And I really enjoy 90s music. If they had a really great 90s station, I would listen. The problem is the 90s be white 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And there, the 90s were a good time, and there were a lot of white 90s that I know because I just genuinely listen to a lot of pop radio and always have. But sometimes I'd be like, now, girl, who is this? Who is this? why they get a rotation and you ain't played Nan? They ain't no Jodeci, ain't no Drew Hill, ain't no Lauryn Hill, ain't no Fuji. Like, there's so many great 90s, and I want it all. Like, I don't want just like an R&B 90s station. I want it to feel like the 90s my teenage years, where I could listen to the Spice Girls and the Fugees and Shania Twain and know all the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this white man? Get him off my radio. I don't want to hear him. Please and thank you so much. So I'm sorry, serious. My answer is no.
Well, it's so annoying because anytime you buy a car, you get it for free, and you don't have a choice. Like, opt out, then you're stuck in it.
Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah, I'm over it.
That time be up, and they be like, "Hey, hey, girl, buy me."
Yes, I need a V. Yes, bubble gum. Gums. Chad, I can't see. I saw Gomez. She said, "You want an MTV, VH1, BET, Sirius Channel Radio?" That's exactly what I want.
Yes,
I want it to feel. I don't know if you guys remember. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys remember what the 90s sound like what the top songs of the 90s were, but you could literally get Shania Twain, literally get the Spice Girls, and literally get the Fugees.
We watched this weekend. What was that about the 90s or the 2000s? It was 2000s.
It was the 2000s.
The dark side of the 2000s. Listen, the sweet spot. I love the 90s as well. I think that the 90s music is like top, but also the 2000s were like my jam. They compete for me with the 90s because like we were watching the dark side of the 90s. They were talking about TRL, and like TRL was
a time.
I remember coming home like from school wanting to, I have to watch TRL. I wanted to be those people in New York outside the window, freezing cold, screaming.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to see NSYNC over the big window, waving at me down in the cold, like I'm dumb and cold and stupid. Like, I wanted all of that.
Can we just honor?
That was the 2000s. We need, forget 90s parties. We need more 2000s parties.
I would do one.
We need more bandanas with the bejewels.
Yes!
We need more
low rise pants,
bell
velour
bottoms,
suits.
Oh my goodness!
When we were wearing peasant wear, which is such
peasant
an ugly
wear,
trend.
So stupid.
Wait, is this also when we had the butterfly clips?
Clips in the hair. We need more 2000s parties, y'all. Be done with the 90s parties. Let's move on.
Yeah,
the 2000s needs more love. We got to give them their flowers.
We
because
do.
So much good music.
So much
Christina
good music.
Aguilera and Britney Spears. Come on. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Come
plus
on.
Genie in a bottle.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gotta love me the right way, honey.
Every boy band.
That's where I want to go. Because
every
the 2000s.
Girl, 106 in part, the black version of it.
Oh, fantastic.
My mama tried to block BET, okay? She wouldn't let me watch it, so I had to sneak. So don't be mad if I'm saying a bunch of TRL, MTV stuff. It's because my mama blocked BET on the channel.
Oh, giant statement.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The boy bands of the 2000s are iconic. They're legendary. Because if I do this.
Oh, my gosh. Bye,
and
bye,
you
bye.
You don't say bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
If you love black men today and love black love, but you were unsure of your teenagers, if you could possibly date a JT or a Justin Timberlake, or not JT, JC.
All of the boy bands from 98 Degrees, LMFAO.
Come on.
NSYNC, Backstreet. Like, I was all in on all of them.
What is the song I'm thinking of?
What's the sad 98? I mean, not 98 Degrees. I don't even know if I said them, but them two. What is the sad... God Must Have Spent a Little More Time
God
on You by
must
NSYNC.
Have spent
I thought
a little
that was a wedding
more
song.
Time
I thought.
On you.
Oh,
did you guys
God.
Watch the Disney concert?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you remember
concert?
When Disney used to have concerts?
And when Tatiana Ali was on there?
The Tatiana! The Christmas
the
one?
The Christmas one!
The Christmas one.
What's the song, Mel? What's the Christmas? From. Whoa! What is it? Christmas and New Year's. Christmas.
This Christmas, happy holiday.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. It's a wonderful feeling when the world is up to the ceiling. It's that time of year. Christmas time is here.
Listen, okay. They had Cleopatra at one time. That was like a random group, but they had a performance
on Disney.
What
was their song?
What was the Cleopatra coming at ya?
Cleopatra coming at ya.
Listen. Oh my gosh, those Disney concerts were the everything. They were so good. We need to give more love to the 2000s.
I agree.
They were
a good time.
They were so. Remember Maya? Listen.
Oh,
Maya was in her bag.
Wait, the Rugrats song? What is? How does it go?
What's Rugrats?
I can hear the what is the? Oh my God!
Take me there.
I wanna go there. Just take me there. Take me to that great place with love and the wishes. Make a wish. Close your eyes and count to five.
Okay, but also, what was her very sexual song that was like so dope? Maya, it's all about me. Forget about
you.
Listen.
So what you gonna
do? My love is like, whoa, another amazing song by Maya. Maya needs more credit.
She does.
Maya, Black. Oh,
that's what I was trying to figure out. The JC Shawman
started.
Bring it all to me. What's JC's verse?
Bring it all to me.
Bring it on.
702?
Oh.
Okay, so the X also very good. 702. Oh, my. Y'all.
What is JC?
I used to just sit up and watch. Remember
such
we
a good time.
You remember music videos?
Oh, such a good time.
Do you remember
time?
Music videos?
Because I think this is late 90s, though.
Where my girls at? From the front to back. What is you feeling that? Put one hand up. Can you repeat that?
Trying to take my messy. I don't need that.
So don't play yourself. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say Aaliyah, because that's also when music videos were popping. This is the era of soundtracks. The Dr. Doolittle.
Oh.
And she had the thong over the dress.
The way that me and Monique.
Oh, yes.
We learned.
Oh, yes.
The Aaliyah.
Oh.
What is the? Are you that somebody?
Oh, yes.
With the baby, the baby in the background crying on that track.
Why did Timberland do that? It's so good.
So.
And she was doing the little whatever that dance was, the waltz, the whatever she was doing in them heels.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Are You That Somebody is
iconic.
One of the best songs ever.
Iconic.
One of. Carl Thomas.
Oh.
Don't get me started. Oh, the Black R&B singers of the 2000s.
So good.
Joe.
Oh.
I want to know.
Joe? Was he 2000s?
I feel like Joe.
I thought Joe was 90s.
No. Joe, I want to know is 2000.
Shut up.
Has to be.
When was it released? 1999.
Oh, 99.
He's on the verge.
3LW.
And
oh my gosh.
Oh, she said Sierra. I was going to say Sierra also ruled.
Was Sierra in the thousands or 2010s?
Was she 2010s?
2010s? Actually, it was before 2010. It had to be. So
Brandy and Monica. I think about TRL when I think about Brandy and Monica, because when The Boy Is Mine came out.
The Boy Is Mine.
And it was like breaking TRL records.
Yes.
That was on TRL.
So good. Oh, Jagged Edge. Don't listen.
Kev hates Jagged Edge.
I love Jagged Edge.
We saw them at Essence, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And y'all, let me tell you, we went to go see Essence. I mean, to the Essence concert. Jagged Edge came out. These Melissa, Kevin, Greg in their seats. I didn't sit down the whole Jagged Edge segment. I love Jagged Edge.
They're a good time, though.
I will sing every single Jagged Edge song. I don't care. I love them. They are better than 112, and I don't care. I will stand on business about that.
Yeah, and you can.
B2K?
I think I aged out by then, but B2K? I know them.
B2K, Bow Wow, Lil Romeo.
I aged out.
I do all the songs. Me and Tierra Carter. I'm not be putting her whole name out here. Me and Tierra used to, listen, we used to be, who's yours? Which one is yours? Sammy?
Mario. When did that song come out?
Mario's so good.
What's the Mario song we all know?
I know a lot of them, but you mean, and you say he's just a friend.
No. Neo. Neo wrote it.
That's a Mario song?
Yeah, the song Mario sings. That's the best song ever that Neo wrote.
It's the Friends song.
Let Me Love You.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, You Should Let Me Love You.
No, but okay, but... The Friends song, Biz Markie.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. Everybody's saying, Let Me Love You. That one, it's good. It's good.
It broke records.
It's just, what a time.
I was.
Oh, remember Tweet? Remember all those random
ones? Is she
saved now? Is she?
Is she the one that's married to, like, a pastor or somebody?
Well, Is it? Trina also was out a lot in the 2000s, okay?
It was also a good time.
Nelly and Kelly.
Oh, she was dating Jamal Bryant.
I did not know that.
Isn't that Giselle's ex-husband?
Yes. What year did Dilemma come out?
That's got to be 2010s.
2002?
Oh, is it really?
Nelly, get the stomping in my Air Force One.
That was a good time for that, too. That was a good time.
I had to have all the Air Forces. Hot in here. So hot. Okay. All right. We've gone on a random tangent, but that was a good time.
That was a good time.
I encourage you today to play music from the 2000s. And the next time you're looking for a themed party,
do a 2000s theme.
Don't go to 90s.
I agree.
Don't do.
We need to do one for your birthday.
Sure. June's coming.
Well, we should do one for your birthday.
I want velour tracksuits. Give me Ja Rule and
J-Lo. Had the checks.
Oh, okay. And give me I'm Real.
Kimora.
Realness. Give me Kimora. Give me Baby Fat.
Baby Fat.
Not Fat Farm, because we don't support.
Oh, Russell.
We don't support him. Amen. But give me Baby Fat. And you know Sean John.
Oh, and a good airbrush.
Awesome. We're not there. But the rest of these people.
Sean John was during that era.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And I used to love a little. Listen, those were.
Good times.
A good time.
Wait. Hold on. When was the Mace and is that 90s?
For what? I think Mace. Mace would be 90s. It was too early. Yeah, Rock Aware. Listen,
oh,
I want
yes,
you guys
Carl
to know
Kanai.
A man in Rock Aware, I used to be like, oh, is it Jay-Z?
Rock Aware was
I love
I was a few
Rock Aware with some J's on. What's happening?
What's the like streetwear today that people wear that was like the Sean John, Rock Aware, Fat Farm, Baby Fat?
I don't think any artists really have.
What a time.
Oh, I had House of Darion. Don't play
oh,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely
N-E-J.
Had House of Darion.
What a time.
Oh, and yeah, N.E.J.
FUBU. I had an orange FUBU shirt and you couldn't tell me I was not cool. Okay? Uh-huh. You couldn't tell me.
I'll get that. It's okay. It's over here. I'll get it.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, Shein. Is that the urban wear these days? Shein?
There's not even a brand. Like, it was a statement. Like
it was.
Like a the relevancy of who you were was cool.
Yeah.
Wearing
Apple
those.
Bottoms. Oh, man.
What a time.
Anyway.
All right. I think we're done here.
I think so, too.
I have a meeting in 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't get to talk about this. Well, I don't know if we will next week either. But Selling Beverly Hills.
No, tell them to watch it. We'll talk about it next
okay,
week.
Okay, so watch Selling Beverly Hills. I don't think you need to watch season one. Watch season two, because there's a few points that we can discuss about the whole season. So season two.
I also want to talk about the relationship of the sisters. I think they're bullies sometimes.
No, I... Good. Let's talk about all of it. There's so many parts to this season that I want to talk about, from the separation to the sisters to the conversations to the woman in the thing to her. Yeah. I think it's all fascinating. To the black people that are included, how those are handled.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Selling Beverly Hills.
It's Selling Beverly Hills. Think of Selling Sunset.
But like...
on steroids.
Right. Because like they really... Everybody's not walking around in like skimpy, slutty outfits.
Which is so surprising. It was very surprising. It is buying. You're right. It's
buying Beverly Hills.
You're right. Yeah.
Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix. All right. We'll talk about it next week. Thank you for going on this random tangent with us.
Bye.